In the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, on God, Amen.
We heard the Lord Jesus Christ
today in the Gospel according to St. Luke, telling us that he looks like a farmer who went out from his home to sow the seeds in the soil of the whole world, so that the world may become his own farm, and he may bring forth, or he may receive the fruits. Usually, I look and I am concerned in his expression, he went out. What is the meaning of saying that he went out? He went out as if from his home to take care of his farm, and his farm is the whole world. He bowed the clouds, as the psalm said, and came to our world so that he may bring all the world to him as his own garden. When he created man, he created a garden for him. And when we are kicked out from the garden, he wanted us to be his own garden. The Lord Jesus Christ, who truly the Logos, even before he was incarnate, he was concerned to bring a garden, a royal garden, to Adam and Eve and to all their kids. We refuse to be in his garden. We chose to be outside the garden. We rejected his work. In spite of all what we did, he loves us. He went out from his heaven. He became a man. He came to me and to you, and he asks us if we want to be his garden and we have the fruits of his Holy Spirit, so that he may find his pleasure in me and in you. How can we meet our Lord Jesus Christ? He went out, we have also to go out from our own self. He left his glory, his divine glory, although it cannot be separated from him. He accepted to empty himself, to humble himself, to become a slave, to accept our sufferings in him, to share us even our death, although he is not a sinner, so that we may also leave our own self, our own ego, and to meet him and to be one with him. This is, in fact, his garden. His garden is not a material garden. It is not an earthly garden. He wants every heart to be his own heaven. He wants every soul to be united with him. He wanted everyone to have the fruits of his Holy Spirit. Once I asked some kids, do you believe God in heaven, he eats or not? He eats or not? And the book of the Song of Songs, or in the bride asks her groom to come to his own garden and to eat and to drink. And he also calls his friends to come and to share himself, to share him his food and his drink. What is the food of God? What is the drink of God? We are his own food. We are his own drink. He loves us. He wants every one of us to be as if his own food. Now we have to ask ourselves, do we want our Lord Jesus Christ to eat and to drink? What can we present to him? He is not in need of the material food or material drink. He in fact wants the fruit of his own Holy Spirit. We received the Holy Spirit through when we were baptized, and we were anointed by the oil of Myron. The Holy Spirit is dwelling in our heart, and He is ready to create heaven within us, to change our heart into heaven, so that the Lord Jesus Christ may come and dwell in our hearts, and truly He feels it is His rest to be within us. And all other religions, they seek for God. They said, oh, God is in heaven. He is isolated with His angels, with archangels, with all the heavenly hosts, and we are seeking for Him. In Christianity, the contrary. God is seeking for me. He loves me at first. He is searching for me. He left His heaven and came specially for me. It is His pleasure that He became a man so that I may share Him His life. I share Him His glory. I share Him His characteristics. He is not isolated in heaven. He is not far away from us. He is within us. Saint Augustine used to say that in my foolishness, I was seeking for you outside myself. I read in books, I searched for God in nature, I was discussing about God with the philosophers. I imagined that I can see God outside me, but you were in fact within me. You are very, very deep in my depth. You are very, very high in my height. You are very close to me. Then when we say our Father who art in heaven, we are not looking towards or above to the sky and look to God as if He is in the sky. We are looking within ourselves. This is my heaven, my heart. It is His dwelling place. Truly, it is too hard for anyone to express how God loves me and you. If you did something wrong with your dad, do you expect your dad will come or you will go to him and to apologize? Surely I say, oh, I did something wrong, I have to go to my dad or to my mom and to apologize because I did something wrong. For God, the contrary, we did everything in the wrong way and we gave Him our back. We didn't want to hear His voice. We entered in a kind of enmity. We became enemies of God. And He didn't say, you have to come and to apologize. He said to us, I will come to you. I love you. I am ready to save and redeem you. I know that through sin you are dead. You are in the grave. You can't leave this grave. You can't enjoy the resurrection by yourself. I am your resurrection. I came to your world. I came to your grave. I grant you forgiveness. I grant you my own righteousness. You will enjoy the resurrection because you are united with me. How sweet is our Lord Jesus Christ. How kind He is. Truly nobody, none in the whole world can love me as my Lord Jesus Christ. He was ready to die on my behalf. He is ready to leave all the heavenly hosts and all the world and to be united with me. Sometimes we look to God and say, oh, He is in heaven. Truly He is awesome. He is in glory. He is truly the wisdom itself. And I am very weak. I am a sinner. I am on earth. I am emotional and so on. Don't worry, because you have special place in the heart of Christ. He came specially for you. When He wanted us to understand His love, He sent Moses, and through Moses, the old people or the ancient people of God practiced exodus, they left Egypt, not by their own selves, but under the guidance of Moses, and they started their trip toward the promised land. In fact, Moses is unable to grant us to leave ourselves and to pass over this world and to fly and to be in heaven itself. We are in need of Jesus Christ himself. He came so that the whole world may practice the exodus, not from Egypt to the promised land, but from the bondage of Satan, from sin, from corruption, to enjoy the eternal joy, the eternal glory, to enjoy the bosom of the Father, to be with him forever. Truly, we thank God for his love, that he went out from his glory and from his heaven. He came to us, he granted us his Holy Spirit, as if he is the wings of a dove, so that we may fly and we can enjoy the heavenly life. When we focus our eyes on the divine love, we can't do anything except to praise God and to live joyfully in this world. We never complain of sin or complain of weakness or complain of bad circumstances or complain of any matter in this world. We are now supported by the Lord himself. He is very near to me, more than my father in confession, more than my parents, more than my friends, even more than my own self. He is within me, he supports me, so that I may truly be with him forever. May our Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us to enjoy the work of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so that we may share God, his glory in heaven. Amen.